Well, I don't know what the story behind choosing Eleanor as a name is. Maybe there's not much of a story, maybe you just like it. But I did read that the name Eleanor perhaps originated in the south of France. I don't know if you've come across that particular little factoid. Although it's not clear quite how it came into being or what it means, if anything. I also read that Eleanor can be shortened and adapted in various ways. I was slightly surprised by some of these, but here we go. It can become Ella, Ellie, Leonor, Leonora. You know where this is going. Nell, Nelly, and Nora. So I don't know whether that will happen to Eleanor, maybe she'll cling on to the fullness of her name throughout her entire life. Now, there was a time when christening people, especially babies, was a moment of name-giving, as much as it was a moment of baptism into the Christian faith. Now, these days, the naming bit, if we can describe it like that, I suppose is more of a civil matter in this country. Births are registered. We are compelled by law to do that fairly speedily. I forget exactly how many days we've got. Is it 6 weeks or something like that? Anyway, you've got to get a move on and call your child a name and get it all registered. There's no such compulsion for the timing of baptism. So I think that the naming element of baptism has acquired a slightly different meaning than it once had. Although it's still possible, when people are baptized, to be given another name. It does happen sometimes, which of course is where we get the term Christian name from. It's because people were given a name of baptism. Of course, the words used in the Christian baptism ceremony don't only use the name of the person who is being baptized. We also use the names of God. Ever since the earliest times of the church, baptism has been administered in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I will use those exact words in a few moments at the font. And this so-called Trinitarian formula is preserved for us at the very end of Matthew's Gospel, which I've just read. And according to Matthew, on some mountain in Galilee, Jesus met with the 11 disciples. And the Gospel says that when these disciples saw Jesus, who of course in this encounter is the risen Jesus, risen from the tomb, when they saw this risen Jesus, according to Matthew, they worshipped him. But here there's a little comment added that I always feel gives us room to breathe, perhaps. Because it says, when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. I love that bit. Now, whether the disciples worship this Jesus with faith or doubt, they were then all given a command by Jesus, a task, a job, a role, call it what we like, a purpose that they could weave into their lives, which, in very familiar words, was this: go, I suppose that's the command bit, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So today, centuries later, we're going to continue that tradition by baptizing young Eleanor here, using not only Eleanor's name, well, names, she's also going to be called Maria, so Eleanor Maria. But also we'll be using the Trinitarian names of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If nothing else, this is a personal encounter. And I've even got my Trinitarian stole on, which my auntie made, who was one of my godparents. So I do treasure this particular bit of fabric. And I would have worn it anyway, because it's Trinity Sunday. But it's nice that Eleanor is being baptized as well. So, the Trinitarian name of God, the Trinitarian stole, Trinity Sunday, Eleanor is about to be triply blessed. Well, more than that, she's got all her family and friends here, and especially her parents will be looking out for her today, speaking for her. And hopefully we'll be able to encourage her to grow up to understand what is this all about. So she can work through her own beliefs and her own doubts. And yet hopefully retain some sense of being able to worship Jesus, to become his disciple, and to share his love in the world to which we are all called. So amen to that, and we look forward to witnessing the great moment very shortly.